Tommy Dorsey and Company. Hi, this is Tommy Dorsey with another Sunday evening fracas featuring the entire TD detail. That would be Stuart Foster and the Sentimentalist, Buddy Rich, Charlie Shavers, and all their co-signers. And as our guest, we're featuring that fine actress, one of the screen's most deadly two-gun women, Claire Trevor.
Greetings, Tommy, greetings. But what makes you think I'm a killer?
Because one look at you and I'm out of this world.
Oh, Tommy, how nice. How long has this been going on?
Since I saw your last picture.
Oh, that was murder, my sweet.
No, I thought it was good.
Well, I hope it didn't give you any ideas.
Oh, but it did.
What, Tom?
It made me wonder if you could introduce me to Breathless Mahoney.
Now, what do you want with Breathless?
I'd like to have her singing with a band.
Oh, great combination. Breathless and noteless.
And beatless. Can you introduce me?
Well, Tommy, I'm afraid you have the wrong impression of me. You see, I don't know any underworld characters.
Well, you can meet some real low-down characters right now. I mean, the boys in the band.
Oh.
They're set to take you for a ride on So in Love, spotlighting the Sentimentalist. Everybody is aboard for this one. It's a little thing tab. Don't stop now.
We'll be right back.
Last Sunday, we passed you one of our latest platters, the Harold Arlen Johnny Mercer tune, June Comes Around Every Year. This evening, we're flipping it over, in effect, to let you hear the other side. It's a dreamy ballad by the same writers, and this one is called Out of This World. Stuart Foster on chorus on the lyric. And Claire, you know Stuart, don't you?
Oh, hello, Stuart.
Hello, Miss Trevor.
You can call me Claire. Shall I call you Stuart?
Sure. But I don't get through work until midnight.
Well, what do you think of him, Claire?
Well, I think he's darling. But, you know, I think I prefer the two-fisted, rough-and-ready type of man like Dick Powell or James Cagney or Edward G. Robinson.
Eddie Robinson, I. Well, listen, baby, get this. When it comes to dames, I could take them or leave them, say. But I usually take them, say. And when I take them, other guys leave them, say.
Tommy, did that come out of Stuart?
See.
Oh, really, Stuart? You've overpowered me. I can't resist you. Kiss me, Stuart.
Now you're talking, say. That's better, yeah. Pucker up.
I'm ready.
Hey, Tommy, what do I do now?
Pull yourself together and let's hear Out of This World. See?
You're clear out of this world. When I'm looking at you, I hear out of this world the music that no mortal ever knew. You're right out of a book, the fairy tale I read when I was so high. No armored knight out of a book was more enchanted by a Lorelei than I. After waiting so long for the right time, after reaching so long for a star, all at once from the long and lonely night time, and despite time, here you are. I'd cry of this world if you said we were free. So let me fly out of this world and spend the next eternity or two with you.
That trip out of this world was very pleasant, Tom. A really nice arrangement.
Speaking of arrangements, may I say you look lovely today, Claire?
Well, Tom, how nice of you to say that. But I had such a trying day, I feel a wreck.
Here's where I get started in the salvage business.
Flatterer. Say, I've got a TL for you. I like your profile.
With or without the horn?
Which one?
That's what I get for being nosy.
Oh, I think your nose is cute.
You do?
Yes. In fact, I clipped your picture out of a movie magazine, and I've got it pinned up over my dressing table.
Oh, how nice. I'd like to see it.
Oh, well, I don't think you'd better.
Why not?
Well, it's pinned Harry James side out.
Oh, great. Claire, I understand you're making a new picture at RKO called Johnny Angel.
Yes, George Raft is in it.
Why do you need Raft?
Well, this picture's about the sea, and in case of trouble, it's nice to know you have a raft.
Ask a silly question, and you get a silly answer. In this new pic, I suppose, as usual, you're playing a tough gun-toting mall.
Oh, yes, I do. But why this sudden interest in crime?
Well, I thought it might be a way of getting out of the band business.
Oh, have you ever thought of being a private Dick?
You mean like Dick Powell?
Yes.
I think it's a great idea. I'd find myself a nice location in the heart of gangland,
mm-hmm.
set up a bulletproof office with a bulletproof desk, and sit in a bulletproof chair smoking a bulletproof cigar. And in case of trouble, I'd whip out my bulletproof gun, and on busy days, my bulletproof phone would ring. Hello, Dorsey's Tail 'em, Trail 'em, and Nail 'em, We Never Fail 'em Detective Agency. Yes, this is Peep and Tom, the private eye. Oh, hello, Mr. Jones. You say you're not satisfied with our last job. But, Mr. Jones, we found your wife. Oh, that's what you're complaining about. Well, Mr. Jones. That Jones, he was always shooting off his mouth. When I'd finished talking to Jones, there was a knock on the door. Come in.
Are you Peeping Tom, the private eye?
That's me, lady. That's me, Pippin at Peeping.
I see. What's your fee?
It's a standard $5 an hour for the eye. $6 with glasses.
And what are your rates for shadowing?
Follow any man for $5.
And what'll you follow a woman for?
Fun.
Well, look, I want you to shadow my boyfriend. He leaves his office at 5:00 sharp.
That'll cost you only 2.5.
Well, why the reduction?
We shave the rate for a 5:00 shadow.
My boyfriend is Gorilla Foster, alias Killer Mike, alias Bumphead Benny.
Why do you run around with a guy like that?
He's also known as Forever Ambrose.
He must be banned in Boston. What do you call him?
Snookums.
What's this boyfriend of yours like?
Plenty tough. He's got a cauliflower ear, a nose like a beet, and he's kind of a carrot top.
Sounds like a victory garden.
Right, and I want him planted.
As she said this, I heard a movement outside the door. I motioned to her to be quiet as I whispered, "Did anybody follow you up here?"
If they didn't, I'm slipping.
I think somebody's at the door. Stay where you are while I get down on my knees and look through the keyhole. Uh-huh. Just as I thought.
What do you see?
A big eye looking back at me.
What color is it?
Pink with red overtones.
That's Gorilla Foster. Reach for your gat.
I reach for my hat. Suddenly the door opened quietly. It was Gorilla Foster.
So, my little passion flower Cobra Claire has been two-timing me, eh?
Oh no, Gorilla.
Then who's this ski with the cheetahs?
Oh. He's just a long-lost cousin of mine.
As far as I'm concerned, he's still lost.
Gorilla, what are you doing here? I thought you were working on that $20,000 bank job this afternoon.
I was, but they only had $10,000, so I finished early.
Well, didn't the cops give you any trouble?
Nah, those dumb bulls just stood there and watched me walk out with the loot.
How did you get that much money from a bank without attracting attention?
I cashed a check. How else?
But, Gorilla, you tried to cash a rubber check once this week and it didn't work.
That was only because the rubber was too worn out, so I had it retreaded. Well, so long. I gotta lamb out of here and get this lettuce on ice. See you later, baby.
She said Gorilla was hot and wanted me to trail him. I told her nothing, Nothing would make me leave this nice, cool office. She looked at me and said...
Oh, no? You see this gun?
Stuffy in here, isn't it? Before we left, I suspected she'd try to double-cross me. So I got some evidence against her to turn over to the cops. Deftly, I tried to kiss her. The results were satisfying. A complete set of fingerprints across my face. We left and followed Gorilla Jones down the elevator. It was very drafty riding on top of that elevator. As we reached the street, she cried out...
There goes the gorilla, up that alley.
I paused to write it down in my little black book.
He just jumped over an incinerator.
I went back for my dictionary. Hours later, we were still after Gorilla and getting hotter all the time. It was a very warm day. Then at last, we noticed something.
Say, somebody just ran past us.
It was Gorilla's shadow. He was running so fast, his shadow couldn't keep up with him.
Say, look, he just ran into that house. Should we follow him in?
No, we've got him trapped. I'll reason with him. Don't try any gunplay, Gorilla. I'm Peeping Tom, the private eye, and I've got you covered. It's curtains for you.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're finished peeping. I just drew the curtains.
That won't do you any good. I've got my men scattered all around here. One signal from me and they'll blow the roof off the joint.
You're bluffing.
Oh, you think so, eh? Well, you ask for it. Let them have it, guys.
Thank you.
Blue Skies, one of Irving Berlin's greatest songs. When I first tried it on the trombone, I was playing with Paul Whiteman. I still can't play the darn thing. In those days, Pops had quite a crew of struggling young musicians, including my brother Jimmy, Bix Beiderbecke, Harry Barris, and a young fellow by the name of Crosby, who used to beat up a cymbal and occasionally groan. That was in 1928, the year Henry Ford unveiled his new Model A. Yes, a ride in a new Ford was a big event, especially when it ran out of gas. Or a fellow might take his girl for a canoe ride on the lake, and the girl would look at him and say,
"Oh, Tommy, isn't it wonderful? Just the two of us gliding through the water this way."
Sure is.
Oh, it's so beautiful out here all alone, with the breeze blowing ripples on the lake. You know, it sure does something to a person. It makes you feel sort of like...
I know just what you mean.
Oh, you do, really?
Sure. Makes you want to throw out a line and snag a few fish.
No, that isn't the way it makes me feel. It's so thrilling, so beautiful. I feel all tightened up inside.
Really? All tightened up?
Uh-huh.
You must be getting muscle-bound. Maybe I better paddle a while.
No. No. Why don't we just let the canoe drift and I'll come over and sit by you?
All right, but you better be careful if you're going to come over and sit by me.
Why? What would happen if I got up and came over there?
You might tip the canoe.
Well, not if we pulled in close to shore under these willow trees. There. Isn't it nice here?
Well, I guess it'll be all right. It'll be all right if we sit real close together.
Yes. What are you thinking about, Tommy?
Hearing those frogs croak reminds me of something.
What, Tommy?
Didn't you used to take singing lessons?
Tommy!
Speaking of frogs, I saw in the paper where a horned toad got sealed up in a cornerstone 31 years ago and was removed today. And he was alive. Think of it. Alive.
I wish I could say the same of you.
What do you mean?
Oh, well, you never say anything sweet and romantic.
Oh, yeah? You want to hear something romantic?
Yes, Tommy, I'd like that.
Well, listen to this record of Blue Skies. We can play it on the portable.
Yeah, I guess we might as well.
All of them gone.
Makes all misery.
nothing but blue sky.
Overhead,
from now
on.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.